Hey, everybody, it's Claude from the Bill Bennett Show, and we all know what a roller coaster the stock market can be. And I get on that ride every morning, although I probably shouldn't. I'm always checking to see how my portfolio was doing, different stocks to invest in, and it is a roller coaster. But did you know that silver can help offset these dips and bumps? That's right, silver. So historically, during a market roller coaster, silver has always been a steady friend. Not only is it a tangible asset, but right now the silver to gold ratio is at a record high. And silver isn't just a safe haven, it's in demand across multiple industries, electronics, solar panels, medical devices, and more. The consistent demand supports the value of silver even when the markets are all over the place. The opportunity to add silver to your collection won't get much better than this. If you want to learn more, go see our friends at CSN Mint, your go-to for certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years. I have these coins in my possession, in the house, and I'm telling you, it adds yet another layer of security to your financial portfolio in these turbulent times. When you're ready to make that smart move, go to csnmint.com/build and use promo code BILL at checkout to get free silver American Eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. That's csnmint.com/build and use the promo code BILL at checkout. Again, csnmint.com/build. You got to use the promo code BILL.
So, welcome back to the Bill Bennett Show. Claude, welcome to you.
I feel welcome. I hope you feel welcome as well. It's your show. So.
Yeah, Ides of March.
Yes, yes.
One of my son's birthdays.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. And also, March Madness. You don't have to say which is more important.
But brackets.
Brackets, brackets, brackets.
Don't press me on which is more important.
Right.
Because I already blurted. I already talked to that son about brackets. Now, here's what's interesting about brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Houston seems like the runaway team this year, but the betting odds have Connecticut again in the hurlies.
Yeah, yeah. I think that might be because Connecticut tends to get athletes that are going to stay at the school 3 to 4 years versus Houston, who will get some high jumpers, some fast runners, some good shooters, and they're gone after two.
You think those odds are right?
Yeah.
400 to 1 on, or 4 to 1 on, Connecticut and 6 to 1 on Houston.
Those are good odds on Houston, but Connecticut, I think, is a sure is a sure.
Well, we'll look at the brackets. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the Bill Bennett Show. We take a good look at the news of the day, thoughtful conversation about things that matter. Today, Claude and I are going to go through your emails and my thoughts, and then we'll share our thoughts with you.
All right, so Bill, if it's okay with you, I'd love to do a few headlines that caught my eye and see if they catch your attention as well.
Sure.
Okay, so. Tyson's Food, they are facing a boycott because they are planning to hire 52,000 migrants to work in its factories after closing a plant in Iowa this week. 52,000. So they say that they're seeking to hire some of the thousands of asylum seekers who have arrived in New York City. But they also have just released, again, they closed a plant, which caused a lot of Americans to lose their jobs. And using AI to do certain jobs, but they are going to reach out to asylum seekers to see if they want to work for Tyson's and get paid. I'm sure they won't be able to, they won't be paying taxes. I mean, because who knows who
in
they are.
In Iowa?
Yes.
52,000?
52,000 migrant workers at its facilities after closing a plant in Iowa this week. And these are all New Yorkers or New York migrants.
Why New Yorkers?
You know what? Well, they have a plant there in New York. So I guess the thought is after they closed the plant in Perry, Iowa, there were about 1,200 employees that were affected by that. And they want to pick up migrant workers in New York. And that's just what the company wants to do. And now they're facing a boycott.
Oh, these are illegals.
Right.
No, I don't like it at all.
Right, of course. Yeah. And again, I mean, this comes off the heels of illegals getting gift cards, free hotel stays, free food.
And our own people.
When there are
fired.
So many of our own people who
getting
are
fired.
Getting fired and those who are struggling to make ends meet, it seems like it doesn't matter. It, you know,
yeah.
Oh, well. And We'll see what happens in New York. We talked about this with our friend Mark Recoy in two episodes ago. People should go back and listen to that, where I feel like in New York City, you know, the mayor, he's going to have to answer some of these questions. And, you know, and he has individuals who want to hold him accountable for this stuff.
Yeah, but people need to talk to Tyson, too.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if Tyson's, if they're going to move operations or whatever it is to New York, why not go to actual citizens of the country first? And hey, we're hiring 52,000.
But are they hiring 52,000 in Iowa?
No. They're hiring 52,000 migrants to work in its factories all across the country, mostly in New York.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't care where it is.
Right.
Yeah. They fired people. You got displaced workers.
Close to $17 an hour.
You know, a new book, I noticed this favorite theme of mine, you know, 62% of the available male workforce is now working.
60% of the male? 62. Okay.
38% is not.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the available male workforce, sure. Right age and everything, fitness, et cetera. What are they doing?
It's a good question.
Yeah, okay, that's next headline.
All right, next headline that I have is, and I don't know why I'm obsessed with this whole transgender and women's sports, but former Kentucky...
You're not the only one.
Yeah, no, former Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines was among more than a dozen college athletes who filed a lawsuit against the NCAA on Thursday, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights, allowing transgender women like Leah Thompson to compete at the national championships in 2022. And so essentially, most are saying that they weren't able to make the U.S. national team because Leah Thompson was on the team. They didn't place the way that they were supposed to place because of the same deal, and that it is not fair. And it's not. You know, of course, there are critics who say, you know, well, transgender athletes do have an advantage over cis women in competition, but the research is still developing. And so
the arguments with the NCAA, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's Charlie Baker now, right?
Yes.
Former Republican governor of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all with these girls. I just think they're right. That picture of Riley Gaines standing there getting the silver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this big lug, a guy, mediocre male swimmer.
Correct. Yep.
That's the gold. That's crazy.
One thing that was interesting to me, too, I saw an interview with Riley Gaines, and she was saying how after the meet, if you look at the times that were recorded, she was actually tied with Leah Thompson. And someone from high up on the NCAA women's swimming bureaucracy says, listen, we've got to give it to Leah. Like, it's got to go to her because, that's what she says, and she says, I can't.
Ridiculousness. Yeah, ridiculousness.
And also in the world of transgender women in sports, golfer Haley Davidson has just been told that the NXXT Golf League says that she cannot compete against women.
It's not she, it's golf.
He cannot compete against women.
Just say he wanting to be she. Right.
He wanting to be she cannot compete in this NXXT golf league.
Biological he.
The biological he cannot compete.
Okay. In this. Right.
Most of us search the web without giving privacy, security, an extra thought. But whenever you open a tab on your phone, your laptop, or anything else, you open yourself up to potential risks. Now, luckily for you, today's episode of The Bill Bennett Show is brought to you by Surfshark. And I'm going to tell you about their main product, VPN. So VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it basically masks what you do online. It keeps you safe and private by covering up, like a mask, everything you do on the web. Plus, a VPN lets you virtually travel the world with the tap of a finger by changing your IP address. You can change your virtual location to bypass censorship and restrictions, so you can find your favorite streaming episodes and movies. And what's the best part? All of this crucial personal security becomes available to you on unlimited devices. We're talking about your phone. We're talking about your laptop. We're talking about your little tablets. We're talking about all those devices. So secure your privacy today with Surfshark. Get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/Bill Bennett. Enter promo code Bill Bennett for 3 extra months for free. You heard me right. You get 3 extra months for free, no charge at all. That's surfshark.deals/Bill Bennett.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show. Bill Bennett
Show. You were asking on the break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this drives me so crazy. Because it's totally crazy and it's unnerving that people would think this is okay.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you showed me the picture of that golfer. What's his name?
Going by Haley something or another. Right.
It's a guy.
Yeah. I mean, if if you look at the pictures, you look at the video, obviously this is a person who was born as a male. And I try to be careful with my words, not because I have any sort of tendency to be lenient towards that. It's just they try to take any argument you have and they take the lowest hanging fruit and say, oh, well, you must be transphobic because you referred to
him. Who says that? Yeah. Has anyone said that?
Not to me personally, but, Senator Holly faced a woman who's
But these are committee hearing.
Yeah.
This is so rare.
Right. Correct. Right. Right. And most people look at it and they're like, this is nuts. You can't.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't allow this. And we can't. I mean, where do you stop? I mean, you know, if there were no difference between women, like actual women and transgender women, then why the hormones? Why the operations? Why, you know, trying to do all this other stuff with medication to lessen bone density and strength? If there were no difference, it's obvious, obviously, that there's a difference. And that's why they do the things that they do.
You got it.
And you can't, you know, you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. Right. You can't. No, you can't have it a different way.
Right.
You can't have it the other way.
No.
You're born a male. Just, you know, that's it.
And the interesting
thing, some advantages, some disadvantages.
Right. Well, and the interesting thing to me is that
guy said to me, you're right. All the advantages when you're single, all the disadvantages when you're married.
Well, I mean, you know, they talk about tolerance and acceptance, but the acceptance doesn't start with someone like me or someone like you who's like, no, if you're born a male, you're a male. If you're born a female, you're a male. The acceptance starts with themselves. You were born, you know, a male or female, and assign that not randomly, but because biologically, scientifically, it is proven that you are a male or female. For whatever reason, whether it's mental, emotional, a feeling inside, you could not accept that about yourself. And so you wanted to change it. And then you change it, and then even the term transgender is not enough. Don't call me a transgender woman. Call me a woman, and I need to compete in women's sports. And that's not. Right. You still can't accept the fact that you're not. You know, and no matter what we do, we can say, okay, I'll call you whatever you want to be called. I'll let you do whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, when you lay your head down on the pillow, you know what you were born as, and you will never be satisfied and accept yourself because there's a self acceptance issue with you, not us.
All right, Claude. Yeah. I'm going to stop you now.
I don't know why I'm so passionate about this. It's just crazy to me.
And long-winded.
Right, yes.
But also insightful. But I have to let you go on and on. I got a headline.
Okay.
I don't know if this is an actual headline, but it's true. Biden's trying to slow down Bibi Netanyahu.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Schumer is talking about replacing Netanyahu.
He's got a partner in the Senate.
What's he talking about? Jewish Chuck Schumer from Jewish Brooklyn? Anyway, and you know, why shouldn't these people prosecute their war?
Right.
It's these other people who, you know, killed their people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would we have stood for any objection to bombing of, you know, bin Laden and, you know, those his colleagues or the Japanese or the Germans? I mean, no, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't. So let Bibi do his work. Let the Israelis do their work. Let the IDF do their work.
Right.
Rid the world of Hamas. It'd be great.
And those who speak against Israel never bring up what happened in October. They never bring that up. It's always, look at the devastation, you know, and as if Hamas are peacekeepers there in the Middle East. Yeah. And as if they look out for the Palestinian people better than anyone else. They don't. They do not.
No, they don't. Okay.
So let's get to emails. The first one is from our friend Doug. And Doug in Newberry, Florida, he has two emails that we want to read today. The first one has to do with Lincoln Riley, not Lincoln Riley, as President Biden referred to him. It says, curious, I think that the FBI has not gotten involved in the Lincoln Riley case under a civil rights violation. I seem to remember the FBI involved in police-related homicides when there is a black victim due to white involvement. Just curious of your thoughts. How come the FBI hasn't seemed to be involved in this right now?
As far as I can tell, and I hate to say it, because I have a lot of respect for FBI.
Sure.
Worked with FBI when I was drug czar. What they do at the FBI now seems arbitrary to me.
Mm-hmm.
And dictated by the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not interested in this. They weren't interested in that massacre of those private school students in Memphis. Was it Memphis?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It was Memphis. Memphis. Yep, you were right.
Memphis. And, you know, some they're interested in, George Floyd, others they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's wrong.
All right, so our friend Don.
Justice should be blind and Justice Department should be blind.
Right, no, right. Our friend Don in Redmond, Washington says, Bill and Claude, on your March 9th episode, Claude hit the nail squarely on the head when he said Republicans need to get out of this no, no, no thing and start presenting ideas. We had to endure an hour of Biden promising the moon without a hint on how to pay for it. Instead of pointing out what's wrong with his message, offer viable alternatives, whether in our families or at the national level. You can't criticize an idea without having a valid alternative. I hope we conservatives will take Claude's word to heart.
That's Don.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's right. And policy alternatives. Say what's wrong with what his and say what yours are. And impeachment is not a policy.
Right.
I mean, I just think they're doing the wrong thing on that. Put your policies out. What do you stand for? Biden said what he stood for on the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do a terrible job doing it either.
Right.
But, I mean, we don't stand for those things. Why? You know, why don't we support his immigration bill? And what do we support and why?
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there. Absolutely.
All right. Here's the second one from Don. He says,
Don, I wrote two?
Yeah, well, Don writes many.
But he gets on the air twice.
Yeah, he's only getting two through for this episode. Right. He says, Claude, on the last episode, you stated that Republicans have not laid out a concrete plan for sealing our southern border. I refer...
for example, that's one of the policies I'm talking about.
Correct. Yep. He says, I refer you to House Bill H.R. 2. This is a comprehensive plan to seal the border. It was ignored by Schumer in the Senate and by the media. Before I go to more of Doug's email... my point, Doug, is that I'm not sure if Republicans, if Republicans have like a majority that's supporting this and are speaking out about it, as this is our stance on it.
I have the same view you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard them much more on impeachment.
Right, right. Both your guests stated that China is weak. This is from Scholars and Sense, that China is weak and will not invade Taiwan. China has increased.
I didn't assert that. I was asking.
Yeah, yeah.
And Victor Davis seemed to think so. And
Conrad agreed.
Conrad, who maybe knows more about China, agreed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said, you guys say that China is weak and will not invade Taiwan. China has increased its military spending by 7.2%.
I know. And it's not that they're not going to. It's maybe a little less likely.
Right, right.
That was my point.
And he says, China is our single greatest threat, followed by Iran. President Biden has sold out to both countries, and we will inherit the whirlwind.
Yeah. Well, I think Russia's a threat, too, because they have all those nukes.
Mm-hmm. All right. This one is from Jim, and he says, I've worked as a lawyer for the Republican Party in Detroit at the last several elections. I'm confident that the Democrats will manufacture however many votes they need to win the state for Biden.
That's it?
That's all he wanted to
select. Yeah, well, this is my fear. This is my fear. Who was it? Karl Rove, I think I saw the other day. The Fox people were saying, well, welcome to the show. Elections in November. He said, no, it's not. It's in early September when the mail-ins start coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this makes me nervous. Yeah, they all have a way to do it. It seems they have a way to do it.
Right.
And is on the level? I don't know. I'm sure it may not be. But it's also much more aggressive.
Right.
The Democrat hands and in the Republican hands.
All right. And this one from Jeff in Tacoma, Washington. He says, Bill and Claude, listening to this week's podcast with Mark Krikorian was depressing. It was not the immigration issue that depressed me, as I've been following that for some time. It was that both Bill and Mark still think the presidential election is a toss up. If you are both correct, the state of this nation is very depressing.
Well, it is depressed. And I know. Big time Trump supporters think he's just going to thump him.
Mm-hmm.
And he might, and I hope he does. But I don't see the Democrats in despair, really.
Right.
They say, well, polls always lately favor the Republicans, but we manage these elections, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple, you know. So, and what will Trump do, and how many people will he alienate? I know he'll bring the base.
Right.
But how many people in the middle will be alienated?
Well, you bring a great point.
And I love the guy. Yeah. I love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with him.
I think in the last year or so, I've been one who said, I think President Trump will win the election, even if he's in jail. But recently, and again, I'm around a lot of Democrats, a lot of super liberal Democrats, and even those who have said, yeah, this whole anybody but Trump is not working out the way we want it to work out. When former President Trump does things like make fun of President Biden's stutter, make fun of certain things and say things, they get turned off by it.
Yeah.
And for President Biden, sure, I think he'd be hurt if they stayed home and didn't vote. But I also think that President Trump would be hurt even more if those who he could convert actually stayed home and didn't vote for him, where he could win them by just being a little more tactful. But he's not going to change. He's just not. And it's not for his base. It's not even for the betterment of the country that he should change. It's for those who will help him get into office so he can do the things he needs to do. If he doesn't change for them, he's not going to change for anybody.
Yeah.
He could easily beat President Biden, but he's got to change the way he communicate certain messages and attacking people, and he's not going to do it. He's not.
He and the party need to be much more aggressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's that's my point. Yeah, no, it continues to be a worry, and we should all be worried about it. Worry is how you get things done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I can't even figure out which flavor I like the best because they have different flavors. They're all pretty good, and it's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. I've been more intentional about being healthy, eating right, and exercising, and Field of Greens has been a great help. I've noticed that I've had way more energy throughout the day, and I also noticed that it helps with digestion. Here's what some people are saying about it. Much like I just said, more energy throughout the day. Some are saying that they're sleeping better throughout the night, noticing healthier hair and healthier skin. Some are saying that they feel better and healthier overall. And I think that's me. I just feel better and healthier overall. Now, Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. So I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you're going to love this product, but if for any reason you don't, check this out. They'll give you a 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like it, you get your money back. So I've got you 15% off your first order, free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code BILL. That's promo code BILL at fieldofgreens.com. The website again is fieldofgreens.com.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show.
Easter's coming.
Yes.
The most sacred day in the Christian calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
More sacred than Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
Not as bigly celebrated, bigly. but huge. I've just been thinking about it and also wondering when I can get those next chapters or episodes of The Chosen. Very touched by some of these Halo commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Not Halo, but Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg is there with the actor. What's his name who plays Jesus?
Oh, Rumi. I think Jonathan Rumi is the thing.
Rumi. Mm-hmm. He says, Mark Wahlberg says, why I'm here with Jesus. Rumi says, no, 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 no. They both pray together.
Right.
Sign of the cross and pray. I think it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think about celebrating Easter in the right way. And we would love to hear from our audience anything special you're doing for Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Easter week.
BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com is how you can let us know. I know for Easter weekend, for me and my family and friends, we are going to be serving the homeless Easter Sunday morning, food, socks, hot meals, food, socks, toiletries, along with some friends at Asbury United Methodist Church. That's how we're going. We spent our last maybe 5 or 6 Easters doing that. Going to a church service is fine, but this is kind of how we connect, during Easter. And just this past week, actually, again, my Catholic roots, I was teaching my son, Manny, 11 years old now, the Lord's Prayer. and said, listen, you know, for whatever reason, you know, people think when they think of that, especially in evangelical churches or charismatic churches, they think of it as something that Catholics do. But hey, if you read your Bible, when the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray, he says, well, when you pray, just say this. And he gave them those words. And in times like these, whether it's national stuff or local stuff or even family stuff, you know, you want to pray about these things, you don't know what to pray, it might be wise to just pray the words that Jesus told us to pray. And the Lord's Prayer, that's what he said, pray these words. And that's how he taught the disciples how to pray. And so it was a great moment for me this past week, teaching my son a prayer that by the time I was his age, I knew without needing the words or needing the Bible. I knew it by heart. I mean, growing up Catholic, you just knew it, right? And so, yeah, teaching him that has been how I spent this week as we approach, you know, Easter coming up in a couple of weeks. And yeah, we'll be feeding the homeless.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Ms. Bennett will be singing in a choir
mm-hmm.
in church in North Carolina, we expect.
She'll be doing a great job, I'm sure.
Yeah, she will be. Mm-hmm. And, but we'll be doing other things, not as great as what your family group are doing, though. That's very impressive. Anyway, we'd love to hear people's Easter plans, Easter week plans. I would say something about education. I did this piece on Fox Digital. You saw it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Where are these missing students? Got a good response. And particularly, it was interesting to hear from some school administrators who liked it. And who had their own notions about why. Most of them agreed with Ms. Bennett that kids need to feel they're missed if they don't go to school. They don't feel that. And they'd like to, you know, connect. They need connectedness. Young people need to be connected to their homes, their families, their churches, the glee club, the football team, the basketball team, the you know, the yearbook, group, whatever, connected. Not in isolation. Isolation is really bad for these. And a sense of isolation is really bad as well. Anyway, now I'm thinking about a piece on higher ed, and it's a mess. Because Fox sent me an article about digital SATs being dumbed down. At the same time, a couple of Ivy League schools are bringing back the SAT.
Right.
Because it's stronger and more rigorous. But I hope the one they bring back is the real one.
Right.
Not this watered down one.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, not necessarily on education. I mean, you know, you're the expert on that. But I will add, I will say this, when it comes to bringing back things that worked, even though it wasn't politically correct, just this week, the city of D.C. brought back drug safe zones, no drug zones in certain areas of the city. Wait a minute. Weren't we just talking about legalizing all the drugs and how marijuana is legal now in the city because of crime, because of theft and all these other kind of things? They're saying, well, now we're going to put back into place no drug zones in the city. Why did we take them out in the first place?
Yeah, no kidding.
Now we're going to crack down on juvenile crime. And we're going to punish juveniles who commit these crimes and break into stores and steal stuff just to give them to some adults who are paying them to do this. And we're going to punish everybody. Well, why did we stop in the first place? Well, because the political correct police were, if you were a mayor or you're a police officer and you're trying to prosecute a crime of someone, if they happen to be Black, well, that must mean that you're racist. So, I mean, the solution is doing what we've always done. Like, you know, if someone commits a crime, lock them up. And, you know, sure, it's like, well, no one's being locked up solely because they're Black. But if they commit a crime and they're Black, they still need to be locked up, not because they're Black, but because they committed a crime. We're watching this happen in stores where people are, and Black people, not even breaking into stores, walking into them, broad daylight, taking whatever they want, employees standing by watching, and no one does anything. Yeah. And no one does anything. You can't have that.
No, you can't. But this is, you know, remembering what you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Oh, and by the way, one other thing they enacted in D.C. Is, you know, if police in certain neighborhoods see a group of people, you know, together on a street corner, not doing anything at all, the police have the authority to go up and say, hey, you have to disperse. Or I'm checking everybody. But I thought that was racism. We're bringing that back. Now, these are all Democrat mayors. These are all, you know, left-leaning, or at least in D.C., Black female police chief. And We've got to lock people up. We can't just let them stand around. We know it's a drug deal. We're not having it. And I would love to see them call Muriel Bowser or the new police chief racist. You can't. Yeah. They're just prosecuting crimes, people. And just stop doing, just stop with the crimes and then you won't go to jail.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show. Bill Bennett
Show. That does it for today's show, Claude. To catch up on previous episodes of the show, where do you go?
Go to thebillbennettshow.com or your favorite podcast platform. If you just search on any of the platforms, from Spotify to Google Podcasts, YouTube Music, under podcasts, Apple Podcasts, essentially anywhere where you get your podcast, just search Bill Bennett Show and you'll get it.
Okay. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at William J. Bennett. You can like me on Facebook. Just search Bill Bennett. Feel free to email the show. I'd love to hear from you. It's BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. Please share the podcast with your family and your friends. We'll catch up next week.